Turning to sports on KNKX, Major League Baseball's All-Star Game takes place Tuesday in Cleveland. The Mariners' lone representative is Daniel Vogelbach. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about the selection and how the team is doing mid-season. Art, was Vogelbach's selection a surprise?
A little bit, but somebody had to be picked. That's the rule in Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. Each team must be represented. In fact, Vogelbach did, I think, deserve the selection, at least among the Mariners, because he got an opportunity finally to play. And the at-bats have been, I think, important for this guy. He's a 6-foot, 250-pound first baseman designated hitter. And the Mariners had at least two other players ahead of him, Edwin Encarnacion and Jay Bruce. They both basically did what Vogelbach does. And the Mariners traded both of them. And then the other veteran player who is better at first base than Vogelbach is, Ryan Healy, has been injured. And so Vogelbach has taken advantage of the opportunity. And it's pretty plain, at least to me, that he understands how pitchers are pitching him and what to do about it and taking advantage of the pitches he gets. He's a very disciplined plate guy. He gets a lot of walks. In fact, he leads all DHs in walks. Mm-hmm. Some people will say, well, that's not what DHs are supposed to do. And I said, no, DHs, you're supposed to get on base.
Right.
You know, hit the home run, and he has 20 home runs, leads the Mariners right now. But he's more than that at the plate, and I think he's become a very effective player.
It's interesting because for the longest time, it looked like he wouldn't make it in the majors.
Right. He had a difficult ascent, shall we say. He was acquired in the middle of the 2016 season from the Chicago Cubs for a pitcher named Mike Montgomery. Montgomery was a very versatile pitcher. He could start, he could relieve, he was effective at both. Just the kind of guy that a team like the Mariners would need, and yet they got rid of him for the then 23-year-old guy in Vogelbach. And so there was a lot of confusion about that, or at least debate about whether this was a valid trade. And then in the balance of 2016 and through 2017 and 2018, he didn't hit for a lick when he came to the major leagues. He was tearing it up in AAA Tacoma, but that really wasn't doing the major league club any good. In those 47 games that he was up, I think he hit a collective 197. Mm. And so it looked grim, but now this year he's really blossomed into an effective hitter. Still a lousy fielder, but they're willing to take the defensive lapses for the offensive punch.
And he will be representing the Mariners in the All-Star Game Tuesday. And this All-Star break is a good time to assess the Mariners at midseason. What are your thoughts?
Well, the Mariners are playing better now than they have. They're about .500 over the last 25 games. And we're seeing some things at the major league level that show a glimmer of hope. I think Domingo Santana, now that he's moved to right field, his favorite position. Omar Narvaez at behind the plate has been effective. So there are some of the new players delivering now, but the real happenings are in the minor leagues, both pitchers and especially a young hitter named Jared Kelnick. Remember this guy's name because he's going to be a star very soon. But it's not going to be in 2019. The attendance is down around 21,000. Last year's attendance average was 28,000. People are understanding now that this isn't going to be any kind of a championship team this year, but there are glimmers of hope, and Danny Vogelbach is part of that.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.